NerdErotic.com.
I've seen the light, Whovians. I've been wrong all along. I have been sitting in this bubble of ignorance, and thank God for the BBC and Doctor Who to make me aware of things I never knew before. When Chris Chibnall said he created Doctor Who Series 11 to create conversations, he wasn't kidding. I can't wait to have more conversations about racism, because if it wasn't for Doctor Who Series 11, I wouldn't know that racism is bad. And if it wasn't for Doctor Who Series 11, I wouldn't know anything about intersectional feminism. And if it wasn't for Doctor Who, I wouldn't have learned that imperialism was bad or the pitfalls of capitalism. But it's the blinders that have been taken off my eyes by Doctor Who Series 11 to know that the scourge of the universe is the white male. And I am chomping at the bit for Doctor Who Series 12. I can't wait to find out what else I don't know about, what other conversations I need to have, according to the BBC, Chris Chibnall and Jodie Whittaker. And my prayers are answered. Doctor Who to push eco-message by highlighting plastic waste in new episode. Exclusive, next series tackles climate change after issues like gender politics, racism, and imperialism were explored in previous episodes. Jodie Whittaker's Doctor will be looking at a problem relating to climate change in future episodes. Well, before I even read this article, if Chris Chibnall and company are taking it on through Doctor Who, consider this problem solved. But they mentioned plastic. That means the Autons are coming back. Cool! Doctor Who will continue battling plastic in the new series, but this enemy won't be the shop dummy Autons, but something far deadlier. In all seriousness, the only thing deadlier than the plastic Autons are the staff writers at the BBC with the mental capacity of a plastic dummy. Fierce Jodie Whittaker will wage war on plastic choking the world's oceans. Thank God, you go, girl! Writer Chris Chibnall covered racism, gender politics, and British imperialism in the last series, and he did it as such a warrior. Brave and stunning. Brave and stunning. Or is it stunning and brave? I'm so sorry. Leading some viewers to moan the sci-fi show aimed at kids had become too PC with its messages. You think? Well, I don't know. I'm guessing most of these access media writers don't have kids. Maybe they do, maybe they don't, but I've got kids, and they wouldn't be interested in anything this show has to offer. They dipped out in the Capaldi era, and nothing Chris Chibnall has done recently is gonna bring any kids back. I don't see any kids talking about Doctor Who at my kids' school. And when I go to Comic-Con this year, I doubt I'm gonna see as much Doctor Who stuff as I saw, say, 5 years ago around the 50th anniversary when Comic-Con was owned by Doctor Who. But wait, it's that time we look forward to in any access media article about Doctor Who discussing the ratings of Series 11. Not really considering the details, not really considering that the first two episodes and the wow factor played into massive ratings and then a massive dip as the series went on. But it averaged 8.6 million viewers, making it the most popular since David Tennant's third run as Doctor in 2008. Okay, I'm going to ask all Whovians and all just casual fans of Doctor Who objectively. So you liked Jodie Whittaker and Doctor Who Series 11 more than you liked Matt Smith? More than you liked any of the Capaldi era? Please answer below. I'm thinking most of you, the vast majority of you, did not, considering so many people dipped out of the series. The Autons, living plastic aliens, were featured in a Christopher Eccleston episode of Doctor Who. And it is interesting that they have to mention that in the article because so many of the people who say they're interested in Series 11 probably wouldn't know that. Still, my favorite Auton episode introducing a Doctor is Spearhead from Space with the great Jon Pertwee. One show insider revealed, who strangely remained nameless, last season the theme was empowerment for women. Oh, it was so stunning and brave and so empowering. Even as a male watching that, I really felt like women gained more power by watching Doctor Who Series 11. As a matter of fact, my wife, who was chained in our bedroom, watched Doctor Who Series 11 and freed herself like Houdini, mirroring what was happening elsewhere in the world. This time there will be an effort to get behind the message that what we're doing is killing our planet. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We're killing our planet? Is it not okay for me when I'm at the beach and I have a nice bottle of water to just toss it in the ocean and forget about it? I thought that was completely okay, but maybe Doctor Who Series 12 is going to tell me it's not okay. Kids are really involved in these environmental issues. Oh my God. Every time my kid gets home from school, he's all, "Dad, I can't wait to recycle. Can we go recycling? Can we have a recycling party? You know what I want to do this weekend, Dad? I don't want to watch YouTube. I don't want to play video games. I don't want to draw. I don't want to write my comics. I want to recycle on the beach." Yeah, kids. So it's a perfect fit for Doctor Who. Well, I mean, it's not surprising. A couple years ago, my kid did come home from school asking me whether or not the world was going to end in 20 years because somebody came by and told him that that was going to happen. Some environmentalist told a message of climate change and that our planet was going to end in 20 years unless we changed our ways, which is pretty much the exact same message they told my oldest son 15 years ago. So we have about 5 years left. Enjoy it. But never ever underestimate the PC elite and the access media's ability to perform the most spectacular of mental gymnastics. Look at this. It has demonstrated a social conscience on other matters too. The Doctor overthrew the galactic slave trade in 1981's Warrior's Gate. Well, you got me there. Now, I was only 11 at the time, and I vaguely even remember watching that episode on PBS, but I remember my parents talking about their concerns about the galactic slave trade. Well, it certainly looks like the BBC is on the cutting edge and the forefront of this one. The BBC has helped to campaign against single-use plastic since the issue was highlighted by Sir David Attenborough in his 2017 series Blue Planet 2. It took a sequel to get to that. Jodie Whittaker's second series is due on BBC One earlier next year, and boy, I can really wait, following her second festive special. Well, we're going to actually talk about that in a second, but whatever side you are on the climate change argument, which we will not debate here, I think we can all agree that littering is bad, but thank God it is confirmed by Doctor Who Series 12. We will find out that littering is indeed bad, but we really do need to talk about plastic here because I think there is a lot of useless plastic that we can certainly get rid of. And thankfully, there isn't much of it. Considering how popular this series is, you would think there would be more action figures, but as Doctor Who will be fighting plastic, it still asks you to buy their plastic. But I would say take Doctor Who's advice and don't waste your money on that and don't put any more useless plastic in the world. And maybe that's how Doctor Who will spin the lack of 13th Doctor merchandise. The only hole in that argument is they continue to produce classic Doctor merchandise. They have an 8th Doctor coming out for a Big Finish series. That's how desperate they are. So they're still putting plenty of plastic in the world that they want you to buy. I'm guessing the market for the classic Doctor stuff is still pretty strong, although you're not growing your audience if you don't have something new out there that's bringing in new fans, and they're not bringing in new fans. They won't have an appearance at San Diego Comic-Con. Apathy is setting in. Like I said, it's Doctor Who Cares, and now we get the back and forth on whether we're going to get an episode this year. At first, it looked like we're going to get one sometime in December or New Year's Day. Then it looked like it got canceled. Now it looks like it might be back. I've done a video on this. Card will be here, but it looks like they're unsure. There might be a little concern going on because nobody really cares about Doctor Who anymore, and you've got yourself to blame, and I'm going to rhyme. We're going to get more of the same in Doctor Who Series 12. But I will listen to the BBC, Chris Chibnall, and the message of Doctor Who Series 12. I will not put any more useless plastic in the world by buying any of their merchandise. Everybody have a great day, and may the free folk sing songs of your greatness.
NerdErotic.com. Please subscribe.